Give me Secretary McNamara.
Thank you.
Secretary McNamara, line 93.
Yes, President.
I got a bunch of cowmen that are marching in on the west and the south. They say that they got the biggest crop of cows in history that the drought's on. They're going to be forced to market. That when they do, the price is going to come down again and hogs going to follow them and we're going to get beat now. I don't think any of that's true, but I've got a memo here from the Secretary of Agriculture this morning, and he says the Defense Subsistence Supply Agency has accelerated its buying of boneless beef. This agency's normal purchase of 30 million pounds per quarter is being increased about 18 million pounds during March to May. I guess that's 6 million pounds a month during that period. And then it goes on into other things about the imports and so forth. I wish that you'd get somebody in your department to give me a memo on what kind of storage you have and what kind of purchases you're making and what effect it'll have. How it compares to what you have been doing for this quarter.
Right.
And let's be sure that we're doing everything we can. And I'd like it to, not for the papers, but I'd like it so in talking to one or two of these cattle leaders that I get their pulse down a little bit by showing to them that, that we're buying this while it's real cheap because it's it drops so damn much. And
Our problem is twofold. A, the boneless or the deboning operations are a bottleneck. We've got them loaded up to a hilt, I understand. And secondly, we've bought to the point where deterioration is going to set in on the lower grades, the hamburger type supplies. But I'll get back into it, Mr. President. We'll get you a memoir.
Now, number two, I sure was impressed with this fellow O'Mara.
Yes, I'm glad you were. He's doing a fine job. We've really gone all out to set him up down there. We got him his fourth star, and he's excellent for that command.
Now, we ought to be giving a good deal of thought too, Bob. If Lodge comes out of there, what we're going to do?
I thought you might like to talk about that at lunch. I have given some thought to it. Dean will be president.
Any prospects?
Yes.
Who?
Yes. I think the man on the job out there is the best prospect, Westmoreland.
To be ambassador?
Yes.
What would you do with Harkin?
Retire.
Well, then who would be the military assistance man?
Well, we have a man under Westmoreland whom we think would be very capable to take command of the military operations.
Mm-hmm.
We've been looking to this possibility for 90 days now, and I've made a series of moves that put us in a position to carry it out if it seems desirable to do so.
What would you think of someone of the clay stripe 10 years younger if you could find him?
Well, that's just what we've got, Westmoreland.
Is he that good?
He's the best in the Army for it, without question. Now, he may not be good enough, but he's the best we have, without any doubt. And he was sent there specifically for that purpose.
You mean anticipating he might be ambassador someday?
Yes.
What would he do, retire?
No, he'd remain on active duty, but he would fill the joint role of...
Well, can you do that?
Yes. Dean and I have talked about it.
Do you have some military men that are serving as ambassadors still in uniform?
No, but in this particular case, he would take on the ambassador's role as an extra duty. Dean and I have discussed it, and...
Well, wouldn't he have to go to the Senate and be confirmed?
I can't answer the question. I'll try to get an answer before noontime on it.
Westmoreland was a guy up there, the superintendent of the cabinet.
That's right.
Is he that strong a guy?
Well, he's the best we have, without question. I think he is that strong.
What do you think about Nixon's criticism of Vietnam this morning?
Well, it didn't look to me to be much of a criticism. I read the New York Times report of it. seemed to me he was agreeing with our program.
Herald Tribune got a headline, he criticizes Johnson's policies.
Well, the Times said that quite the opposite. It said that he fully supported what we'd said. He said, of course, we said it too late, and we'd been vacillating in the past, but if we did what we said we did, we're going to do, he thought it was fine. Now, I hadn't actually seen what he said. The Times article is pretty good on it. It's buried in the back of the paper.
All right, what do you think about Panama now?
Well, I think it's coming along reasonably well. I checked up again on Colombia this morning, and the our charge went in to talk to the foreign minister this morning and reported back that the president of Colombia presumably will approve the admission of the survey team within 48 hours. So we'll follow again tomorrow. Other than that, I think Panama's getting along fine.
You think we're going to conclude that agreement? The state tells me that they're about ready to buy the agreement now.
I think so, although, frankly, Mr. President, I haven't followed as closely as they
do. You think its timing is bad after Fulbright's speech has to come in and affect an agreement?
No, I don't think so.
You think it helps us any to have an agreement?
I do.
You think we've been too tough on not agreeing?
No, I don't at all, but I think if it drags on too long, there'll be criticism mounting in our own press. So I would conclude it if...
How many more people have you fired in Cuba?
We haven't fired any more. We're holding at 1,000. We can fire some more if you think necessary.
I would.
I don't really think it's necessary.
I would. I'd let a few more go. I want to be as tough on Cuba as I can.
All right, we can do it.
I just sure would, and I'd just tighten it down and operate it as frugally as possible and as tight as Dick's hat band and let them know that they got some things to lose, too, if they get too rough with us.
All right, I'll go ahead and do it.
I wouldn't be precipitate and impulsive. We haven't been. We've taken time. But at the time, we thought we were going to get rid of 3,000 in due time. But what do we do? Get rid of 1,000 and quit?
That's right, 1,000.
And then stop.
And stop, that's right.
I'd get rid of some more.
All right, sir, we'll go ahead.
Now, those 1,000 or 300 and some odd were security cases.
Yeah, between 200 and 300, which was a distinct plus. And
500 or 600 you didn't need.
That's right, and we didn't replace.
So
those were two pluses.
Well, I'll try to get rid of another 500.
All right, sir, we'll work on it.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Yes, fine.